Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We began some weeks ago on a series we're calling Precious in His Sight. Precious in His Sight. In 1 Peter 1 and 18, I'm reading from the New Century Version, NCV. It says, you know that in the past you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. You were bought, not with something that ruins like gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, who was like a pure lamb, pure and perfect lamb. Thank you, Lord. We says you're bought with the costly blood, highly honored blood, the lamb without blemish and spotless, the blood of Christ. So it's possible, obviously, from reading this, to live a useless life and a worthless life. But those of us that have believed on Him and been born again, those that are seeking His plan for our life and pursuing it, have been delivered from wasting our life. Yes. What a precious thing that is.
Yes.
Been delivered from worthlessness and uselessness. You can see this whole passage he's talking about. When you hear the term precious, it means costly, valuable. And he's talking about, you know, contrasting it from worthless and useless. We are not worthless. We are precious, very valuable in His eyes. We need a revelation of how He sees us. To get a revelation of this is to get completely free from all insecurities, all feelings of inferiority. We talked about in some detail. If you haven't been with us, you can go back and get the previous messages. Won't cost you anything. Go online, download them for free. But we talked about, who are we? Who am I? What am I? I went into my past a little bit and talked about, you know, who I was born to, where I was born, what my identity was in. You know, one of the things Phyllis was acknowledging, the youth a moment ago, and one of the big things with youth, children, small children, don't think about these things very much. But when you hit the teenage years, you really are seeking to find out, who am I? What am I? What am I going to be? And a lot of young people absolutely experience crisis after crisis. And that's where sometimes people do weird things, because they're trying to distinguish themselves from the rest of the pack. They're trying to find some kind of a distinguishing, identifying thing about themselves that would make them unique and valuable among the billions on the planet down here. With some people, it's, they begin to find out, maybe they think they're a little better looking than somebody else, so that's their identity. Maybe they have athletic ability. Maybe they're bright and intelligent. Whatever the case might be, people usually gravitate towards something that they feel like that they're a little better at than somebody else. And then, as they get older, as life progresses, if they have some success in that area, then they're identified maybe by where they live, what they have, if they're the VP of the company or whatever the case might be. But the problem with all of that is it can be taken away from you.
That's right.
Just like that. You can lose your looks. You can lose your athletic ability. You can lose your house, your money, your stuff. You can lose the position in the company. Come on, are you with me? And if you do, or I should say, when you do, who are you now? What are you now? Because if all your identity was in that and in those things, you will experience a crisis of inferiority and a sense of uselessness and worthlessness. But the truth is, that never was what made you valuable. What makes us valuable is who made us and who loves us and what He paid to get us. Last week we went into some detail about what determines the value of a thing. What determines that? I mentioned an example of just, and actually not too far over here, Phyllis and I, this has been months ago, were eating at a restaurant, and this little car pulled up. I knew it sounded very distinctive, and I talked about it last week. It turned out it was a McLaren P1, and I didn't know what it was, but somebody, several of the guys came out of the restaurant to look at it, and they said, somebody said, this is a P1, this is a P1. And somebody said, do you know that thing costs $1.3 million? And this lady came up later and asked me, do you know what that is? And I said, well, he said it was this. She said, 1.3. Oh, and she went on to this big tirade. She said, there's no way that little car is worth that. And it's when the Lord prompted me, He said, well, to him it was. She's wrong. Maybe to her it's not, but to him it was. He gladly, the reason I say gladly, because I learned out later, there's just a small limited number of them. And so people were lined up. People were standing in line to pay that 1.3 for that little car. Not everybody got one. So he was glad, or they were glad, to exchange that sizable sum of money for that little car. And you might say, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. It's not worth it. If it wasn't worth it to somebody, they couldn't sell them. If it wasn't worth it to somebody, they couldn't ask that price, much less get that price. No, you're just wrong if you think it's not worth it. Because to them, it's worth it. And what we need is a revelation. The enemy has continually been lying to you and me since we came into the earth. That we're nothing. That's why there's such a strong push to believe the theory, for instance, of evolution. Because it is a demeaning, devaluing belief. Amen. If all I am is a highly evolved animal, and there's another 7 billion of me on the planet, and we're just an insignificant speck in the universe to start with, what am I? What's my life? What do I matter? And that is that's the implication. Even though people may not want to acknowledge it, that's where you wind up with. You really are insignificant and of little or no value. But it's a lie. Right. I said it's a lie. Yeah. It's not science. It's a belief. Species do not change into another species. They never have. They never will. Fish don't become birds. They don't. They never have. They never will. The reason I'm saying, I'm quoting from 1 Corinthians 15. One kind is not another kind. They're different kinds. God created us, not like all the other animals. He created us in His own likeness and image. And Adam was called the Son of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And yes, we have a lot in common with animals that are on the planet. And yes, all animals and all plants are amazingly adaptable. And change throughout time and with their environment. But that's no proof that one species becomes another species. And the people that say it's science are just kidding themselves. It's a belief. It's a theory. And the same thing with what people want to believe about space and the universe. No, God made this planet special because He made us special. It's made just for us. Come on, do you believe it, saints? And we are precious, very, very valuable and costly in His eyes. Silver and gold couldn't buy us. The scripture said, Psalms talks about it, that the value of a soul ceases forever. There's not enough money in all the world to pay for one soul. And when you begin to believe the truth, you begin to see how important it is to God that we be saved. As far as we know, in this vast universe, of which we have no idea how big it is. I mean, we have no idea. No idea. They said, our telescopes have gotten better. And of course, our exploratory satellites and those kind of things have gotten much, much better. And not too many years ago, they launched a new one. And they pointed it at an area of space where those that studied these things had decided there wasn't too much there. And they left, they were able to capture light. Oh, man, they saw solar systems and stars and galaxies far beyond anything that we have no idea how far this thing goes. Amen. That's God. Amen. That's reality. This is not a figment of someone's imagination. That's there. We're a part of it. That's Him. That's who He is. You want to get to know who God really is, what He really is? Look at the creation. Amen. Stare across the vastness of space. Begin to get an inkling. And as far as we know, there's no other ones like us anywhere. We're not in the angel class. We're not in the animal class. Somebody says, somebody died, and somebody said, well, the Lord needed another angel in the choir. They didn't turn into an angel. That's like a fish turning into a bird. It's not, no. And it would be a demotion. I said, it'd be a demotion. We are created in the Creator's image. Hallelujah. And some said, yeah, but there's 7 billion of us on the planet right now. No, not 7 billion of us. What do you mean? Believers.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.